You know, I think they started fast, and we didn't, and we weren't able to, for the most part, fight back. You know, we've had games where we didn't play well in spurts, but, you know, found to, you know, a time in the game where we made our own spurt. That didn't happen Sunday. They really played with more passion, more energy than we did all game. And I mean, game of football is funny, man. It's one of the only sports you can go from being, you know, having that high of winning the game against Kansas City to, you know, the low of losing a game like that on Sunday. So, you know, I really don't have any other explanations for it than that.
Did their team speed on offense surprise you guys at all?
I don't think it surprised us. I just don't think we matched it as well as I thought we would have. They definitely put their athletes in positions to be in space and made it very difficult for us to, corral them. They got that ball into, you know, Austin, Bailey, and those guys' hands early with the fly sweeps or the smoke screens that they were throwing early, and kind of got us out of our rhythm. And like I said, we weren't able to recover from it.
What is the key to get past a loss like this? What are things that you will look for in the middle of the week from the guys to make sure that you get over it?
To be honest with you, losses like this are a lot easier to get over than, you know, those ones that come down to the last drive of a game. Obviously it's very embarrassing to be a part of something like that. But I think that drives you to kind of just have a short memory and throw it out the window. You know, we've watched the film, we did our corrections on it. And I think the best thing for us now is to turn all of our attention and our focus to what lies ahead, and that's this bloodbath that I think we're about to have against the 49ers. Big rivalry game. Everybody in this area has been waiting for this game for a long time. So I think that's the best thing that could have happened after a loss like that, is to have this type of game where all of your attention has to be focused on the 49ers going forward.
Speaking of them, you've played them in your career. What do you know of them, and what do you see from them?
I mean, well coached, obviously. Harbaugh has those guys, especially at the end of the season. They seem to find their way and start playing their style of football around this time of year. Going to be a physical bunch. Going to be a bunch that's, you know, going to come in here and try to outman you, out physical you. Big, very experienced O-line. Very athletic and capable quarterback. Their defense is playing great. And they'll be coming in here with, you know, a lot of motion too. They're coming off a loss to another rivalry, a tough game they had against Seattle. We will have, a very well-coached, oiled-up group coming in here to our place. And that's, you know, that's what we want. We want to have them here and have it. This is a very important game for both teams, and I'm looking forward to it.
Aside from all the missed tackles, is it fair to say your defense isn't quick enough for a team like St.
Nah, it's not fair to say that. You know, we was in a position to make plays, and we didn't. And even with a quick team like that, it's ways around it. It's ways to keep them in the box, take away their strengths, but it didn't happen. I don't think it was because we wasn't fast enough or quick enough. I don't feel as though we matched their intensity. You can make excuses for it all you want to. You can say, well, we played at 10 o'clock, West Coast time or whatever. You can say all types of things. At the end of the day, we just didn't match their intensity. Not to say that we can't. Obviously, we would love to play that game over and see what the outcome would be if we got the opportunity to do it again. But it doesn't work that way, and we just didn't match their intensity.
You're facing a guy in Colin Kaepernick who's probably the most mobile or running threat that you've played all season. How do you deal with a guy like him?
And you keep him in the pocket, and that's I guess the easy answer to a very complicated question because, you know, keeping it, if it was that easy, then everyone would do it. But you just got to be upfront. You definitely have to be mindful of your rush lanes, mindful of dial and distance, what coverages we have behind him, if we got spies or we got zones where guys are looking at him. You definitely don't want him to get out of pocket when you got guys in man-to-man coverage because by the time they turn around, he's right there beside him. He's that mobile and that quick. So it has to be a team effort in dealing with him, matching our rush with our coverages and trying to, you know, disguise some things where he can't go to his first read and he has to sit there and hold it a little bit longer.
You've been around a long time. I was just wondering how a team bounces back from a historically bad one-sided loss like that. How does a team bounce back psychologically?
You go back and work. I think we've all, as athletes, have trained our mind and our bodies to deal with the goods and the bads. And, I mean, it's not really that big of a difference between winning a great game and losing a horrible game as far as mentally. You can't dwell on either one of them too long. When you win a great one, you got to say, okay, we did that, and let's move on to the next one. And when you lose one like we lost on Sunday, you got to say, okay, we did that, but we got to move on to the next one. So I don't think mentally we'll have any problem putting this behind us and getting focused for, you know, the task at hand.
Do you think any guys dwelled on the win too long?
I would like to say no, but obviously what we put on film suggests otherwise. But, I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know if that's the direct component to why we played that bad. But, you know, obviously I think we might have. to be factual about it, I don't really know.
You alluded to it a minute ago about the rivalry between the Raiders and the 49ers. What do you know of it, and how excited are you to play in it?
Well, you know, only thing I know of it is what people have told me. Charles Wilson came to me today, and the first thing he said to me was, let's get this one. And, you know, that was enough for me. I've played in similar rivalry games as far as same city, you know, same backyard type rivalries, playing with the Jets and things like that. And you know that it's going to be a game that you're going to come out of it very sore. You're going to come out of it very banged up, but it brings the best out of you. And I think that's what this team needs, someone that's going to bring the best out of us, because obviously, you know, Sunday wasn't our best.